Eddie Brennan joins us on the phone. We'll chat to him in just a moment. But in our Cork studio, Tomás Mulcahy. Tomás, how are you keeping?
I'm very good, Damien.
Talk about, we won't take this in chronological order, we'll go for the replay first. How lucky were Cork to get out alive the opening day against Waterford?
They were very lucky, to be honest with you, Damien. On the day, Waterford should have won the match, simple as that. The one good aspect, I suppose, from a Cork perspective is 20 minutes to go, 9 points down. They came back to draw the match, maybe could have won it in the end, but for that late free. And also, it's everything to play for. I mean, Waterford would take a lot of confidence out of the game as well themselves. I mean, nobody expected a performance for them, given that there were so many new players going into the setup and youngsters getting their championship debut. But all credit to them. They were fantastic to watch. They played a great brand of hurling. They used the spaces of Thurles very, very well. And they certainly caught Cork big time, you know, and with the tactics they implied as well.
Eddie, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Damien?
Good to talk to you as always. It's interesting, despite how much Waterford pushed Cork to the wire, a lot of people, the consensus seems to be it's Cork who have the advantage this weekend. Do you go along with that?
It would appear that way, but I think the big thing probably from a Waterford perspective is that, you know, Tomás mentioned it there, you know, a lot of young lads, and they'll grow on the back of the performance the last day. You know, it can often be a bit of a gamble when managers put in new lads like that. And Waterford, you'd have to say, are probably in a period of transition now. But Derek McGrath and his team took a chance on a few of them. They showed up very well for the minors last year. And you'd have to say, you know, Austin Gleeson there had a very good game. So, but, you know, ultimately, you'd say when a team that's expected to win, you know, scrapes home, you know, a 9 point deficit was a lot to reel in, and you know, when they done that, you'd have to say, look, they live to fight another day. You'd have to say that Cork will surely be talking in the dressing room about getting a good start, not letting Waterford dictate the terms. I think one of the big things I looked at them with the warm up the last day, Waterford was way snappier. They just got up to match tempo, whereas Cork came out, warmed up, went back in, and you just wonder was that, you know, is that something maybe was a bit of a mistake from a Cork point of view?
Yeah, what would you think of that, Tomás?
Yeah, it's a fair comment. I would have also said, Damien, as well, if I took you back 12 months ago to Cork's opening championship match against Clare below in Limerick, Cork dictated things that day. They chased and harried Clare all over the park. This time round, it was the opposite was the case. And if there was complacency in the Cork camp, it certainly wiped out at this stage. And there's a lot of pressure on them going in next weekend because a lot of guys didn't perform up to the standards required. And yeah, it's great that they were in an All-Ireland final last year and they were fantastic. But you get a new year in 2014 and the Cork crowd will get very impatient at times because they expect big performances, and we didn't get that from a lot of players. So I would expect a massive, massive improvement from Cork in their attitude, in their endeavour, and in their overall skill element of the game as well. And I would expect a big improvement.
Eddie, before we move on, overall, when you look at both sides, do you expect any significant change in how they approach the game tactically or how they, you know, set themselves up or look to deploy themselves at the weekend?
I think, you know, I thought myself it took Cork a while to get to grips with the game plan Waterford had. They worked very hard, you know, from midfield, their own half back line. They had extra bodies there. They worked really, really hard. And I think Tomás hit the nail on the head there. You'd have to concur with that sentiment. The Cork forwards didn't really chase and hook and block and work hard enough. So therein, for me, is going to be the difference on Sunday. If the Cork half forward line midfielders really get stuck in there, you know, a few of them, you'd have to say, would be disappointed with their performances. You know, four of their forwards, I think, only contributed maybe 2 or 3 points. And that wouldn't be seen as good enough. You know, a couple of them were All-Stars last year. So you'd be saying that definitely they have a lot to play for. But I think Waterford will probably find it hard to come away from what worked really well for them. I will be very, very impressed if they come out with another game plan that puts Cork on the back foot. But I do expect Cork to come out, you know, a bit harder than they did from the start, a little bit more aggressive around the forward unit.
So Cork for the win for you then, Eddie. Tomás, or I have to ask the question, but I know well what answer I'm going to get.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie just mentioned about tactics and where Waterford were at. I mean, I think Cork need to change a little bit as well with the puck outs and stuff like that. We were pucking long ball on top of Brick Walsh and Kevin Moore the last time, and it didn't pay dividends. So I expect a bit of a change there. And I do expect a bit of a different attitude. So yeah, I will take Cork to get over on this one. Yeah.
Okay, Tomás, I'll stay with you. Kilkenny against Offaly, Nolan Park, 6 o'clock on Saturday. We spoke last night about the dynamic around the Dublin Laois football game, where Laois are being told all week they effectively haven't got a prayer, and it's likewise for Offaly against Kilkenny, which is probably another reminder of the difficulties that Offaly hurling is going through at the moment.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we're hearing an awful lot about kind of the Carlows and the Westmeads and the Leashes of this world, and kind of Wexford have come to the forefront as well. And Offaly's kind of been in the background of all these guys, you know. So I'm sure Brian Whelan and his team and his backroom mentors and the whole lot are kind of chomping at the bit in this one, because I was in Tullamore last year, Damien, right? And they played Kilkenny as well in Tullamore, and the game was in the balance very much up to the end, right? So you would be hoping Offaly would get the same Kilkenny this time round, a bit of complacency. And they made an awful lot of mistakes back then. They would drop ball in their own square and stuff like that. And they paid a price for I think Offaly scored a lot of goals. So, I mean, you'd expect Offaly, they can play Kilkenny at their own game most of the times. Yeah, the standard is huge, but it's a 70-minute game. So I expect a huge performance from Offaly. But will it be good enough? No, Kilkenny will win this one.
But Eddie, Tomás there talking about Kilkenny nearly being caught last year, but there seems to be a sense in terms of application, in terms of the killer instinct that we've seen in Kilkenny teams, that the 2014 side bears no relevance to the team that might have hit a few bumps along the way last year.
Yeah, I think last year certainly, you know, it was a very taxing year on Kilkenny, and I think, you know, right from the word go, I think the league certainly took its toll on Kilkenny in a big way. And you know, just that little bit of freshness wasn't there, and you know, there was just a knock-on effect during the year. But you know, one thing that Brian Cody certainly won't do is he will always respect the opposition he's playing. He will leave no stone unturned in making sure that Kilkenny are in the right frame of mind for Sunday evening. You know, I think so far this year, with predictions, favourites have struggled really, you know, all year long. From my own point of view, you know, trying to predict matches, you'd say the underdogs have really done the business this year. And there was a time, you know, when I was growing up, that Offaly were the team that Kilkenny played second fiddle to through the 80s and into the 90s.
So
and there was
Offaly's
a time you could never write them off. But I don't think, you know, we haven't seen anything from Offaly to suggest that maybe a big shock is on the cards. Will they give a good performance? I would expect, you know, they have nothing to lose. They can go down there and cut loose. I mean, they certainly will not want to have Kilkenny put a big score on them. So I would expect Offaly to go out there and empty the tank, have a right good go, take confidence in what they did last year and say, look, lads, if we can hang in there and cut out the mistakes, you know, why can't we do it? But, you know, I think, again, I go back to the preparation. I think Kilkenny are fresh this year. I think Brian Cody will look no further than this match Saturday evening. He will definitely not disregard Offaly, and I guarantee you Kilkenny will be in the right frame of mind to take on Offaly, and I'd expect them to come home.
Tomás, you had a late tackle to lash in there by the sense.
No, I was getting a bit excited there because Eddie was mentioning about the underdog, and I thought he was going to go for Offaly, you know. So, but I was wrong.
I'd
be leaving myself open for a couple of shots there if I was to make Kilkenny underdogs on Sunday evening.
They'd be waiting for you. They'd be waiting for you at the county border next time you look to go home. Overall, Tomás, when you look at the way the championship has started from a hurling perspective so far this year, in terms of excitement, has it picked up where it left off last year?
I think so. I mean, if you looked at the Cork Waterford match, I mean, crowd-wise, attendance was disappointing, I suppose, all right. They expected maybe 20 to 25,000, didn't get that. I think 16,000 on the day, but maybe next Sunday there will be a bigger crowd there. Last weekend in Turles, the atmosphere was just incredible, Tipperary and Limerick. And I'd said it on the afternoon show and on the night show, Limerick must take a lot of credit for their supporters travelling in big numbers, where a lot of people didn't give them a chance, you know, and hopefully Waterford will do the same, and Offaly will travel to Nolan Park on Saturday night as well, because I think it's been fantastic. Maybe one disappointing aspect of Damien was maybe kind of the way we'd say their own Robin series went, and then the likes of Leash coming in and having to play a week after their big round Robin games and didn't get a break. And you know, the same was with Antrim as well, and kind of they had a kind of disappointment about that. But look, that's the way it is. Maybe next year that will be reviewed and something else will happen.
Eddie, I'm yet to really talk to anyone who's come out and massively endorsed the round robin system.
No, Damien, I think, you know, it's probably a good idea insofar as it's getting matches. You look at Cheddar Plunkett, he has certainly taken advantage of it the last 2 years. But to be fair to Leash, when the dust settles, you'd have to say they didn't really get the reward, really. I thought maybe it would have been more logical to make a double header in I know Kilkenny and Offaly have a home and away agreement, but I thought maybe the common sense thing to do would be to make a double header in Port Leash this Saturday night, and you might have the bones of 25,000 might go to that, because it would suit all crowds, you know. It would suit certainly Offaly, Kilkenny, Galway, you know, and Leash being at home, and their 21s on top of that had to play the wins the night before it, so you know, was fatigue a factor maybe in Leash not finishing off the job on Galway? I would say so, and maybe the likes of that. I think for a championship match, you have to get a nice little bit of rest coming into it. You do your hard training, and the week of a match, you have to be able to, you know, have a clean bit of health going into that, and you'd have to say Leash were probably playing catch up all the time.
I wasn't going to bring up the 21s, but seeing as you made mention to it, what's the reaction been to, in Kilkenny to defeat midweek?
I won't say shock, but I'd say a lot of disappointment. You know, I think you know, you'd have to say, look, maybe a couple of years ago there was plenty of young lads coming through, but you'd have to say that Kilkenny are not a dominant force at underage in the province of Leinster anymore. I think Dublin are probably, you know, a very strong team at that level, and Wexford have come on in leaps and bounds. So you know, was it the biggest shock? Probably not. I mean, it's very disappointing to lose on your home patch, and you know, they were beaten comprehensively, but again, you have to take off your hat to Wexford. They are a good coming side, and a lot of their team are making up their seniors, so
I'm sure they won't worry about it, Eddie. They'll always pick three or four guys out of it, you know. We've seen it again this year, you know, where they've introduced new blood, guys that probably didn't have major success at minor under 21 level, and they're taking it into a senior team, so
yeah, probably, yeah. But I think it's probably worrying from a home point of view too. Like, provincial titles have certainly dried up at minor and under 21 level, and you'd say that is a concern. I mean, the other side of it is they're not getting big match experience in you know, in the likes of Croke Park. I think Mark Lander said that a few years ago, that this Cork team, you know, they hadn't won a whole lot at underage level, and maybe that was, you know, that they hadn't the belief when they got to the Croke Park. But you know, it's winning matches. It's a good habit. It instills belief in young lads.
Lads, good to talk to you both as always. Thanks for your time, Eddie Brennan and Tomás Mulcahy joining us there.